Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Volcher dictating an endoscopy report on patient David Lund. Date of birth is 11-8-1951. Date of procedure is 11-8-1951. Sorry, date of birth is 11-8-1951. Date of procedure is April 18, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Volcher. GO, referring physician is Dr. Arnold Fleischman. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with hot snare polypectomy, cold snare polypectomy, cold biopsy polypectomy. Pre-procedure diagnosis is personal history of colon polyps. Description of procedure is informed consent is obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion, such as malignancy. Oral explained to the patient, period. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care. Digital rectal exam is normal, while the pterygium pseudo colonoscope is introduced in direct minimum and direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice. The cecal valve and complements of the colon. Very careful examination is made of the cecum, the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum, period. Retroflexia is obtained of the rectum, period. Boston bowel prep score is graded as 6, 2-2-2, comma, fair prep. Compared to suboptimal prep, period, the patient died of the procedure well without any complications. Findings. There was a sigmoid colon, approximately 12 millimeter sessile polyp removed with hot snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive cecal sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, hiding behind the ileocecal valve in the cecum, there was evidence of a approximately 2 centimeter sessile polyp that was unable to be retrieved in total due to positioning as well as instability of the pediatric colonoscope within the colon, given significant amount of tortuosity, period. Attempts were made. I attempted to hot snare the entirety of the polyp. However, I was only able to retrieve a piece given the fact that the scope kept swinging distally. Multiple attempts were made and decision was made to due to difficulty with positioning. It was unable to be retrieved in total. Next line. There were two descending colon sessile polyps. One was removed with cold snare polypectomy, and the other was removed with cold biopsy. The cold snare one was approximately 10 millimeters in size, and the other was diminutive. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion. Next line, there was diverticulosis coli throughout the colon. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, we'll refer patient to Orlando Health CARE for the advanced team to EMR the cecal polyp that is behind the ileocecal valve. Next line, follow-up. Follow-up colonoscopy to be determined following care evaluation. Next line. Recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation is needed. Next line. follow up and office privacy schedule. Thank you.